Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Diane. Thank you so much for tuning in to iMouthEye today. Let's get to it with today's topic, what is Donald Trump's role in 9/11? A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. I was looking out of a window from a building at Midtown Manhattan, directly at the World Trade Center, when I saw a second plane at a tremendous speed go into the second tower. I have a window that looks directly at the World Trade Center, and I saw this huge explosion, Trump said. When asked whether his building at 40 Wall Street, several blocks from Ground Zero, had seen any damage, Trump responded, 40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually, before the World Trade Center, was the tallest, and then, when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest. Flowers and flags placed at the South Tower Memorial during the 9/11 commemoration ceremony honoring and remembering those who died in New York City. One World Trade Center, also known as the Freedom Tower, is shrouded in a cloud above the National September 11th Memorial during a morning commemoration ceremony in New York City. Ceremonies took place in Manhattan, New York, during a speech at the Pentagon on the 18th anniversary Wednesday. Trump said he vividly remembers first hearing the news in 2001. I was looking out from a building in Midtown Manhattan directly at the World Trade Center when I saw a second plane, at a tremendous speed, go into the second tower, Trump said Wednesday. I have a window in my apartment that specifically was aimed at the World Trade Center, because of the beauty of the whole downtown Manhattan. Billy Joel pushes 2020 Madison Square Garden gigs to start fall 2140 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, Trump said. Then when they built the World Trade Center it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest, on September 11, 2001, just hours after terrorists brought down the World Trade Center. Donald Trump seemed to brag that one of his buildings was now the tallest in downtown Manhattan. Trump's response seemed to focus less on the deadly attack than on the fact that the World Trade Center was no longer the tallest building in the area. To boot, Trump's claim that his building was then the tallest in downtown Manhattan wasn't accurate. The nearby 70 Pine Street building is 25 feet taller than Trump's 40 Wall Street, though Trump's building has four more stories. This has been iMouthEye, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.